Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Lift up your voice. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. I can feel you. I can feel you. Come on. Say nara, nara, nara. Are you worshiping the Lord? Hey. Say nara, 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 nara. Lift up your voice, worship the Lord, worship the Lord, give him glory, give him praise. Worship the Lord, glorify the name of the Lord. He's worthy of praise this evening. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of all honor. Come on, come on, give it all unto him. For there is none like you, O God. There is none that can be compared unto you. Liga mandidia delebosa brendele bagabra. Riba le mindia cadabrianta la bagaba. Rababa la bagabrendele. Ripale de Brendele Bagaba, Ayabandele Bo, Librendele Bagabra, you are worthy, O God, 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 Limandi Briantele Bo, Sibre, Ripala Baba Brendele Bosa, Rimanele Bagabra, Limandala Baga Brendele Bosa, Brandala Bagabre. Yadala baga brande le boza branda la baga brat rifali miante le boka bala baga brat rigada bada baga brat. Worship the Lord. Hey, ma baba bronze, we give you glory. You are worthy. Yes, Lord, mandia bebos. Hey, 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 hey. We worship you, O Lord. We worship you, Lord. Libriande le bronze brande le ba. Yagana magabrendele magabra, ribele bele 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 beyendele bosa, rimani ribriantele magabra, ribala bala magabrendele magabra, ribele nele bosa. My God, my God, my God, why are you new? What's it that new? What's sorry and new? Yet a mouth, digging out from through and then you bring. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we want to thank you this evening. We want to worship you this evening. We want to glorify your name this evening. Won't say that you are worthy of all praise, Lord. Father, there is none like you. There is none that can be compared unto you. Obia no one say rade. And now no pesa uti de debia e alabastamba. We are saying that you deserve the worship. We are saying that you deserve the praise. We are saying that you deserve all the glory. We are saying that you deserve it all. Thank you, Lord. Even in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Somebody shout a believing amen. I can't hear your amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Is it not a blessing to be in the presence of God? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Bonsem, 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 oh, bonsem. Now, the day kakra count. Ashe nyami dienyonyam. Give a joyful noise unto the Lord. Give a... No, no, somebody is in the hospital. Now I saw you free hospital. So if you are here in the presence of the Lord, it's a good opportunity. is a good opportunity for you to give glory and praise to the Most High God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter number 12, verse 20 to 21. John chapter number 12, verse 20 to 21. And the Bible says that, and there were certain Greeks amongst them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we will see Jesus. Sir, we want to see Jesus. Sir, we want to have an encounter with Jesus. Sir, we want to have a discourse with Jesus. Sir, we want to have a discussion with Jesus. We want to have an intellectual discussion with Jesus. We want to see Jesus. Luke chapter number 21, verse 34 to 36. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare, it shall come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. So watch ye therefore. So watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy. That ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. May God bless the reading of His word. Amen. Father, tonight we thank you for your word that is coming to us. We pray, Holy Spirit, it's your service. Teach your word. Show us the way. Show us the right path. Lead us, and we shall follow. We thank you in Jesus' name. Somebody shout a believing amen. Amen. You may be seated on glorious thrones. Amen. We thank God for the life of our father, the prophet, Dr. Kofi Odro, our mother, Mama Rita. We want to say, I wasn't here on Sunday, so I want to say my happy Mother's Day today. Amen. Amen. Mama Lizzie, happy Mother's Day. All the elders, Mama Gladys, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Although belated, but receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank God for the life of our father and for the opportunity he has given unto us. We do not take it for granted. We thank you, Papa. Amen. Can you give me the scripture again? Luke 21, 34 to 36. This is our foundation scripture for life. Amen. Just like John chapter number 12, verse 20 to 21, you may be seated. The way I'm sharing my name, no say time ben kwana, papa obeka samin kotnasi. I send them a guarantee no went in no. Amen. It says, take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare, that day shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. It will not come on some people and leave others. It will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Go. So watch ye therefore. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. So all these things that they are telling us, at the end of the day, we are going to stand before the Son of Man to account. Amen. Amen. Please give me the scripture. I've not finished. Watch ye therefore. The watch ye therefore that is here is trying to tell us that at every point in time, we need to prepare ourselves. We need to do what? Prepare ourselves. Because there is a day coming that we are going to face the judgment seat of Christ. And as long as we are going to face the judgment seat of Christ, we need to prepare ourselves. So he said, watch ye therefore. Pray always. Prepare yourself and pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. There is a Son of Man that we are going to stand before. And that Son of Man that we are going to stand before, we are going to give account of whatever we did on this earth. Whether good or evil, you are going to account for it. Your marriage, you will account for it. Your children, you will account. Your work that you did, you will account. Whatever you did, you will account. What you did with the potential and the ability that God gave you. You will account for it. So you need to prepare. You need to do what? Prepare yourself. Very important. So 2 Chronicles chapter number 27, 6 to 9. The Bible says something there. 2 Chronicles chapter 27, verse 6 to 9. It says, so Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Go back. 6. So Jotham became mighty because he what? He prepared. So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Before you stand before the Son of Man, you need to prepare your ways. You need to prepare your ways. If you don't prepare your ways, you are going to give account. If you are not prepared for the accounts that you are going to give, how are you going to account? Yeah. At the end of every business cycle, at the end of the year, there is something that they come to do. They come to audit your accounts. One more bad message, we see Kasemu. Say, see Kasemu, you have 100,000 for the year, so for year, Juma. Saying that what the year, Juma, you are giving an account. So before the account comes, you have to what? You have to prepare. You have to prepare. And so we books. The same way as a child of God, you are going to stand before the Son of Man and you are going to give an account. You are going to give an account. So before you go there, you need to prepare your ways. He said, Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord. He prepared his ways. How are you preparing your ways before the Lord? How are you preparing your ways before the Lord? It is very important that as a child of God, you prepare yourself for what is coming. Many of us, we did not prepare. So we have been telling you since 2016, Papa has been preaching Luke chapter 21, 34 to 36, telling us that there is something coming upon all of us that dwell on the face of the earth. All of a sudden, Corona appeared. But we were not prepared for it. We were not prepared for it. Governments of the world, they were not prepared. When it appeared in China, US said that it's a China virus. Oh, this one, even Ghana, we said that, oh, they say it can never come to us. It can never come to us. We were not prepared for it. But you see, Corona neni munketwa, eni mudi enketwa na kesiye beba. So as all these things are going to come, you need to prepare yourself. You need to prepare yourself. Listen, because we didn't have preparations for what came, you know, many of us, our love has waxed cold. Hey, there are many people I know who have not stepped in church since this Corona. They lifted the lockdown since when? May last year, 1 year, and you will see how sorry them. His love has waxed cold. He doesn't see the reason why he should go to church anymore. He doesn't see the reason why he should worship the Lord anymore. But the Bible says that for Jotham, he prepared his ways before the Lord. How can you prepare your ways before the Lord? Number one, for you to be able to prepare your ways before the Lord, you need to fear the Lord. You need to fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is something very important that should be in every child's life, every child of God's life. Amen. Fearing of God is very important because if you fear the Lord, you'll be able to keep his commandments. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, verse number 13. Ecclesiastes 12, 13. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. The whole matter of your living on this earth.
The whole matter of you marrying, the whole matter of giving birth, the whole matter of working, let us hear the conclusion of it. And the conclusion of it is that you must fear God and keep his commandments. Listen, if you don't fear God, you will not be able to keep his commandments. Yeah, you will not be able to keep his commandments. He said, this is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. So your duty to be able to prepare yourself as a child of God is to fear God. To fear God. Listen, God is love. God is kind. God is merciful. God is generous. God is a good God. He's a loving God. Oh, he's a sweet. If he's not a loving God, a good God, a kind God, a merciful God, I'm not sure you'll be sitting here by this time. Mr. Nisi, I am not sure you'll be sitting here by this time. Because the kind of life you live and the kind of things you do, if God wasn't loving, if God wasn't merciful, if God wasn't good, Pastor Elisha, you would not be sitting here today. Yes. You will not be sitting here today. But you see, because God is love, God is kind, God is faithful, God is good, God is merciful, his love abounds so much. That is why you are sitting here. Yeah. But you know, one thing that you need to understand, that in all this thing, he is also a God of judgment. He's a dangerous God. He will judge you. He will judge you for the goodness he gave to you. He will judge you for the love he gave to you. He will judge you for the faithfulness he was towards you. Even in times when you were faithless, you are lost all faith, the Lord was so faithful to you, he will judge you concerning that. What do you do with the faithfulness I gave to you? What will you do? What did you do with the mercies I gave to you? I gave you opportunities. I gave you giftings. I gave you wisdom. I gave you purpose. I gave you time. What did you do with it? In all this time that I gave you, it was a love that I was showing to you. It was a love God was showing to you. If it weren't for it, you would not be sitting here. So you need to fear him. Because in his love, he is still a judge. In his mercies, he is still a judge. In his faithfulness, he is still a judge. So when you are living your life, you need to be careful. When you are sitting in that young man's room, you need to be careful. When you have set beer and Guinness and all that before you, you need to be careful. When you are stealing from the company, you need to be careful. When you need to be careful, because that same God who is love, that same God who is merciful, who has granted it unto you, that same God will judge you concerning all these things. Yeah. You need to fear the Lord. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. The whole living that we are living on this earth, this is the conclusion that I want you to understand. Fear God, obey his commandment. This is your only duty on this earth. You have peace with God. I said, you have peace with God. And so Jotham prepared his ways by fearing the Lord. But by receiving the love of God, by receiving the mercies of God, by be receiving the kindness of God, by receiving the generosity of God, but at the end of the day, not forgetting that God is a judge. Not forgetting that God will judge us. Psalm 111 verse 10 says, Psalm 111 verse number 10. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Who wants wisdom on this earth? He said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Not fearing the Lord is the beginning of foolishness. So if you are a fool, it's because you don't fear the Lord. The foolishness you are fooling all over the place. Jimena wu jimino. It is because you lack the fear of the Lord in your life. Mark chapter 7, verse number 21. Are you there?
I say, Mark 7:21. I say, Nipamu, ina adiboni, adrimfi, nyomatantan, all wickedness comes out of the heart of men. I say, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, continue. Thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. Come back. Foolishness. So if you lack the fear of the Lord, all these things, including foolishness, is your portion. Oh, you will receive it in Jesus' name. But you see, the fear of the Lord, anyone who fears the Lord, wisdom appears. Immediately you begin to fear the Lord, wisdom appears. If I fear the Lord, when I am talking about Pastor Elisha, I'll be careful. I'll be careful what I say about Pastor Elisha, because what? I fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Wisdom. Not fearing the Lord is the beginning of foolishness. Jimmy. Asase ni said ye won suro nyame jimie fully jimie oh papa ne tumi kire ase ye papa ne tumi kire jimie na say because ye were jimie fo bebre in this country ye were jimie fo bebre let me forget about it. Ye were jimie fo bebre wo alabaster ha say ye were jim oh you are sitting here nicely well fine we are nice but jimie ye woman. Today, may you repent from foolishness. May the fear of the Lord fall on you. Prepare your ways by fearing the Lord, that you may run away from wickedness. If you fear the Lord, wisdom is just released unto you. Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 7, he said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools, they despise wisdom and instruction. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. A Jimmy for on fire, a foot to Papa from when he started a ministry has been talking about this. But the fools will not hear. The fools will sit on the internet and insult. But you see, when they fall into it, the day that they will go and stand before the Son of Man, who is one of Jimmy Pa. Jotham was able to prepare his ways before the Lord because he wasn't a fool. He walked in the wisdom of the Lord. He walked in the wisdom of the Lord. He walked in the wisdom of the Lord. If you fear God, you hate sin. If you fear God, you hate sin. Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 13. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Mamichi version. I love that. One more canoe somewhere here. I want that. He said, the fear of the Lord to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. The fear of the Lord, Mami Tree, you know, the fear of the Lord. I said, Everybody's throwing a bonnetani. If you don't fear the Lord, sin is normal to you. Sin is normal to you. When we tell you that it is not good to fornicate, you think that Charlie, Jama is normal. I mean, as a young man, nice guy to send me there. Send me to me, express me. Yes, I need to express myself. Now to the young men, they want to give birth all over the place. Send me who a fancy, send me chiche bina and crofon, so who a fetish, send me intine, me so me chiche, me chiche. It's foolishness. It's because you don't fear the Lord. You don't fear the Lord. You don't fear the Lord. See, everybody show any bonnet, honey. I want to say a hand time. I say, okwa money ne akonto chisem anuna. I say, anuna michiri. Chale, bon, one sema me na maboni. Ah. Amen. Everybody show any bonnet, honey. So if you fear the Lord, sin cannot be part of you. Because when sin is coming, you remember the love of God. You remember the mercies of God. You remember the faithfulness of God. You remember the kindness of God. So you hate sin. somebody who embraces sin doesn't fear the Lord. And that person too is a Jimmy fool. He's a fool. The Bible has said it. Yeah. Papa said the tree so our hefa our Bible. It's not an insult. Amen. Number two, for you to prepare your ways before the Lord, you need to take heed to the word of God. You need to do what? Take heed to the word of God. Are you with me? Are you with me? I didn't welcome the online people. You are welcome. You are welcome. Facebook, YouTube, all of you are welcome. Enjoy the message. Amen. Psalm 119, verse number 9. The Bible says that how can a young man cleanse his ways? How can he cleanse his way? By taking heed, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto, according to thy word. According to your word. If the word of God is not part of you, you cannot live the life that God has destined for you. Amen. Because what you want to look for is to live your life according to the word. Because as you live your life according to the word of God is showing you the way to walk. So your ways are always cleansed. John chapter 15, I think verse number 2. He says that because of the words I have spoken to you, you are what? Clean. He said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Now ye are clean through the word. John chapter 15, 3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. The word of God has cleansing power. It doesn't matter where you have gotten to in life. When you have the word of God, it has the ability to cleanse you. It says that, come unto me. If you are dirty to whatever extent, he says that I will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse number 7. Say, you cleanse you from all unrighteousness. The word of God, it has the ability. He said, but if you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Take heed to the word of God. When I'm quoting the scripture, he can't find where the scripture is because he doesn't take heed to the word of God. PMP chapter 1, verse number 2, on the front page. I remember when we were kids, there was books, news and booms and really highly high. Some conspicuous books. Chapter Ben, sister be a what classroom will be ending baby. So book no chapter net here. But quote a scripture. Where is Nahum in the Bible? Obadiah. Those places people don't read. Hey, Samekacha will say be Obadiah. He said it will be difficult for you. Look for Jonah. Go and look for Habakkuk. Because the word of God is not part of you. Your life is not about the word. But you should not take any step in this life without the word of God. Without the word of God. He said, how can a young man live on this earth that he may be approved of the Lord? That the young man, his way shall be accepted of the Lord. That when he stands before the Son of Man and gives account of himself, say, Ojina oni pabane nim, na or accounting for the ordinary ni pabdiya aya, edien nabeye. Or say, unless he takes heed to the word of God. Unless he takes heed to the word of God. How can a young man cleanse his ways? How can the young man be able to account himself to the Lord? Except he be able to heed to the word of God. You need the word of God in your life. I say you need the word of God in your life. Proverbs chapter number 4, verse number 20 to 22. Proverbs 4, 20 to 22. He said, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Proverbs chapter number 4, verse number 20. Proverbs 4, 20. He said, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ears unto my sayings. For it is what? Next verse, 21. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Let the word of God not depart from you. If you want to prepare your ways before the Lord, the word of God should not depart from your life. Do not take any decision. Don't do anything without the word of God. When the young man says he wants to marry you, let the word of God be what that which leads the conversation. Yeah. Let the word of God be that which leads the conversation. The job that you are going to do, let the word of God lead you. Whatever you are going to do in this life, let the word of God lead you. He said, let it not depart. Let it not depart. Let it not depart from your eyes. So at every point in time, let the word of God be with you. Let it be with you. Let it be with you. For it is, put the scripture back. Let them not depart. Go back and let me read for. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Some of us, kweku don suro ne se yakumemu. Kwami mutala ne se yakumemu. Ya afe amfe free ne se yakumemu. That is what we are keeping in our hearts. That is what we are keeping in our hearts. Where do you have last chance? Makuma bakupe. The day that he will break the heart for you, say, Makuma. But if you have the word of God in your heart, God never breaks his word. He said he did not do anything that he did without his word. When the word of God is that which is in your heart, my sister, my brother, it will never be broken. The Lord has never broken his promise. He has never broken any promise, and he's not going to start with you. He's not going to start with you. But when Fusena is the one in your heart. Oh. Ya brefi koto. Onu no se wakumem. Wakuma no. That is why the Bible says that do not give your hearts unto swines. Unto pigs. E prego ploto. Ke o heart am ahame. Ochi ahame. Ke ahame. Yeah, Nakai no. Amen. Are you learning something? It says, give me back the scripture. Let me finish with it. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For, move next. For they are life unto those that find them. They are life. They are eternal life. They are the Zoe. They are the eternal Kwano. They are in the word of God. You want life. Yamansa, she's my world. Oh, she's my life. If Yamansa leaves me, my life has ended. Say so. He said, keep them in the midst of thine heart. 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 For it is life to them that find it. Hey, if you can find the word of God, you receive life. I said the life can only be found in the word of God. For John chapter 1 said that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The word of God carries life. Maybe say, the word of God, it carries life. Yeah. And it doesn't only give life. The Bible says that, go back. He says, and health to all their flesh. The Bible says that he sent forth his word and he healed them of all their diseases. You see, you are looking for healing. Oh, men call for Abefunku. Don't go for Ebua Yanua Wachensimu. Look for the word of God. Look for the word of God. It will give you life and it's going to give you health to all your body. Yeah. It will give you life. Ebema Wonkwa, Ebema Wodankwa. Now say Amao. Fatri Nebrana Menkan Womu Husa Mitichi. Kaho. Me a tree will school me now one. Mofanto, my mom who said, make me a santichi, me exam, make sure, said, yeah, a bam quine. na eye enkwama wona wo hunu ni enkwa hosan enkwa hosan akwan hosan man ne honam nyina e man ne honam nyina. So it is life to your kidneys. It is life to your heart. It is life to your pancreas. It is life to Wahrawa. It is life to Wakoma. It is life to Okona. It is life to your knees. It is life to your waist. It is life to every part of your body. Hey, receive life this evening in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. It said, Jotham prepared his ways before the Lord his God. You are going to stand before the Son of Man. And before you stand before the Son, you need to prepare your ways. And for you to be able to prepare your ways, you need the word of God. Because it is a guide. It's a lamp unto my feet. And a light unto my path. It shows me the way. It shows me the way. If you don't have the word, you don't know the way. If you don't have the word, you don't know the way.
Microphone, yeah. The manual come home. He said, this is it. See, the man who came home, your children said, "You better use where Odex." Your children said, "You better use in it." The same way, when God, when you become born again, your woe, I will fulfill. Now, the Bible, now I come home, I say, "This is your manual. This is that which will show you life." When you are there, I bet you will down quan semno. When you are there, I bet you will down quan quino.
So when you are looking, don't look for anything on this earth apart from the word of God.
Yeah. It is life and it is health. It is life and it is health. It is life and it is health. Joshua chapter number 1, verse number 8. Part 2, mommy. Joshua 1, 8. We are closing. Joshua 1, 8.
I said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. The same thing. He said, keep them, oh. The same thing here. He said, it should not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Because when you begin to study and put it in the midst of your heart, it will tell you according to what you should do. So if it shows you what to do, you walk in it. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Oh, Beji, we be na fakwa kam on your mahuna. Ebem ma wejume tumpongo and pick the word of God and add it to your things. And add it to your things.
So one day Jesus Christ and the disciples, he finished preaching. And the disciples were going to the other side. He said, let's go to the other side. And the Bible says that whilst they were going, the Bible says that, and then the disciples, so, you know, said, na omu fane ka omu hon.
Womu di Yesu, eye den, ebe ka omu hon. Listen, when you carry Jesus everywhere you go, you cannot be disappointed. You cannot fail in any way. All you need is Jesus. U niya befo kuro, u niya edukro musio, u niya patako jepko akutu bobo. You don't need it. All you need is the word of God. Jimiye no ese jai, na wuko fe nyamiya sem. Jimiye no ese jai, na wutumi fe nyamiya sem nante.
The Bible says, "Womu fane ka womu ho." Now, womu kono a storm arose. Ohumbi tuye na asoche bobo ye. Now, womu kase erade na wakanye ho. And asanyo mesisi. And the Bible says that na erade ye no wada kra no wada ewo. Kuduono baby. And the Bible says that he was sleeping on a leather pillow. At times in your life, when things are going, you feel that Jesus is sleeping. But all you need to do is to wake him up. The Bible says that when they woke him up, he got up and said that peace be still and everything was said. Fire to come on Hawaii. Brother, fire to come on Hawaii. Fire to come on Hawaii.
All you need is Jesus. All you need is the word. All you need is the word. I said, all you need is the word. He said, wherewith can a man cleanse his weight unless he takes heed to the word of God? He said, listen, attend. Madebia, say, you can't attention. That means that I need to draw you. You need to take, I said, we'll talk, we'll boas, now we'll focus. It is time for you to focus on the word of God. Yeah. You have listened to lots of fables and lots of things. It's time to focus in the word of God. What is the word of God saying? What is the word of God saying? He said, give attention. Proverbs 4:20, you know. Or see, give attention, incline your ears. That means that every point in time, what you are hearing is the word of God. What you are hearing. He said, my son, attend, attention. Attention. That means that you should be alert, focus. And so we hear him. When they tell you at ease, then, you know, you can move around. But this, he said, be attentive, be focused. Focus on the words that I am speaking to you. Incline the ear. What are you listening to in your car? What are you listening to in your home? What kind of music or what kind of things are you listening to? Some of you, Papa has over 700 messages on podcast. Oh, download it, Bakupo. Bakupo. Mean yes, you are a Sunday message. You preach it. What is it? Yeah. I saw you, the pa. But you are going to give account. What is guiding you? What is guiding you? Attend to the word of God. Incline thy ear. That means that you, every time, no, the word of God should be ringing in your head. It should be ringing in your head. That is why, because Jesus Christ, everything about him was the word of God. When he was young, when he got lost, they thought that he was lost, but he wasn't lost. He found his way into the house of God to listen to the word of God. So when he had an encounter with the devil, he had something to say. And he didn't have anything said. Yena no non ka say ton ton ti ya wo stom sani e fa ajine. Anka sada. Moma mi beni bi. Eh? Ya fan ken ten konsuo whatever ana non ka wo ni na ka wo bi. But he said it is written. It is written. The word was coming out of his inside. You see, it's coming out of his mouth. It carries so much weight because he was like the word. Because his attention was on the word and his ears was inclined to the word. So when the devil was encountering him, he spoke the word. When the devil comes into your neighborhood, what do you speak? Mama, your Bible, no? The devil is not afraid of this one. This is paper, a book, history book. You know what he's afraid of? This thing in you, which has become part of you, and you have become it, and you are releasing it. He's afraid of it. He's afraid of it. How can you prepare your ways? Fear the Lord. Take heed to the word of the Lord, and your way shall be prepared. God bless you. Stand up to your feet. Next time, you're better also. God bless you so much. Father, I've heard your word. Father, reignite the fear of the Lord in me. Reignite the fear of the Lord in me. I ask Holy Spirit, come and take charge. This is your prayer. Come and take charge over my life, that I might take heed to your word, that I might be attentive to your word, that I might incline my ear to your word. Father, give me that discipline. All these things takes discipline. It takes discipline. And our Father, the prophet, taught us about discipline on Sunday. It takes discipline. Father, give us the spirit of discipline. Give us the spirit of discipline that we might fear you in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray that we might fear you, O God, that we might incline our ears to your words, that we might incline our ears to your words in the name of Jesus. How can we cleanse our ways that we might take heed unto your word? Lift up your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus, man de rebosha, briande le macabra. Rapapapalebosha. Come on. Libre de rebosha, brande. Ripalabaca prea. Aye de bosha, brande le macabra. In the name of Jesus, ya babalabaca prea. Ribande le macabra. Ribele de rebosi, brande le macabra. Rapapalabaca prea. My God. In the name of Jesus. Brendele bosi, brendele macapra, rapalabacapra.
pray. And we bring our ways before you. We bring our ways before you, Lord Jesus. Our ways are crooked. Our paths are not straight. Our ways are not with you, Lord. Everywhere we go, we don't go with you. But tonight we repent. Tonight we repent. And we want to have you with us, oh God. We rededicate our lives to you, Lord. We want to walk with you. We want to have an encounter with you. We want to see you. We want to incline our ears to you. We want to have a relationship with you, Lord Jesus. Maria dele Mosa. Igara Bahaya. Remian dele Macapra. Sabini Minionte. Remiante Mosa. Librianna la Macaprende le Baha. Ribamandi Briante. Yandala Macaprende Hosa. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Rapala baka prende le baka praya. Ribele de le bo sande le baka praya. Ah, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Libre de le ba. We want to walk with you, O God. We want to walk with you, O God. We want to walk with you, O God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you glory. We give you praise. I give you glory. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your word. Father, we want to prepare our ways before you, that we may be accounted worthy to stand before you, O God. So, Father, today, let the fear of the Lord, let the fear of the Lord, let the fear of the Lord be our treasure, Lord. May we take heed to your word, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing us the spirit of discipline to be attentive to your word and focus on your word. We thank you in Jesus' name. Somebody shout a believing amen. Amen. Online, thank you for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are here, you don't know Christ Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, I want to pray with you. Online, all we are talking about is kind of strange to you, but you have heard the word of God and the Holy Spirit has brought conviction onto you and you want to give your life to Christ. Today might be the last day that you are hearing this. Today might be the last day that you are hearing this. If you want to give your life to Christ, I want to pray with you. Your hand is on your chair. Say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you that you died on the cross for me. Thank you that your blood washed me of all my sins. Today, I take you as my Lord and personal Savior. Let your eternal life dwell in me. May you write my name in the book of life, that when you come, I will not be lost. I thank you that I am born again in Jesus' name. Amen. You are blessed. Amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.